Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, sometimes when you, depends on who you follow. In our business, it's like renting a bed and breakfast. It's who is in before you come in. When it's the rooster, takes pride in cleaning up the area. Takes him a long time to get out because he's got a lot of things. He's got computers, he's got data retrieval systems, printers. He's got all these things with him. So it makes it kind of difficult. But it's kind of an unwritten rule in the business that you make the area as comfortable as possible for the next person coming up. Is that pretty much how it is with the engineers as well? You guys have an unwritten rule?
Yeah, I think we do, but it's still gets a little messy in here. You know, it's quick turnaround, so, but I don't think it's ever too bad.
I'm not going to make a huge issue over it because it is his birthday, but he's trifling.
Not a huge issue, though.
Yeah, no, you come in and there's stuff everywhere. Water, no detail whatsoever. You like to leave things like you like to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because it's his birthday.
You're going to leave it there.
And he's 28 now.
Yeah. I told him he's a middle-aged man. He's the middle-aged man in charge now.
He's not middle-aged.
But he acts like it. He's a middle-aged demeanor.
Yeah, demeanor. You're perfect. Well, very well said. And he's the youngest in charge of what? And I've never been able to figure that out. That's never been answered of what he's in charge of. Based on his how he treats others, I would say very little. But nevertheless, we are one day closer to an actual football game. I don't know about you guys and gals. And listen, Burgundy and Gold today. DOC on a hot, hot, hot microphone. But I am really not in the best of moods because I'm waiting on the game to start. I need a game. I need these dudes to play. I need to see something out of them that'll let me know that there's a chance. I need hope. I'm looking for hope, things that will keep me in line. So I will go, okay, yeah, that's my dudes. We're going to be all right. I don't feel that. I have no idea. I'm sure that there's some cuts that you got some of the head coaches, GM verbiage. And I'm going to share that with you guys. I'm purposely going to walk out the room when it's on and come in because I don't want to hear nothing from them. I want to see what they do. I've heard enough. As a matter of fact, no matter what is said, I'm completely mute to it. Nothing but respect for them, but this is a competition. And from the guy that talks about being competitive and wears it on his sleeve, then I want to see how productive his pupils are because now he's in charge. Now, you know the principal's always in charge, right? That's the hilarious part about this. It's like a school, the principal comes up and says, you know, technically the principal's in charge of every class. If you agree with me, the principal can walk in any room, science, you'd be able to walk into math, geometry, whatever, and have a little something to say.
Yeah, that's their school.
If you're the principal of the school. Yeah. You don't, do I blame the teacher if the student gets a D? Let's say I've got Linnell in my class, okay? And I'm in charge of his ability to learn. That's not the easiest assignment in the world. But it's a challenge. That's what all teachers accept in that. If the kid flunks and doesn't put the work in, who's at fault?
On you, the principal. I mean, the it's on the teacher, but it ultimately goes back to you.
Exactly. Who hired him?
Yeah.
This group, I'm starting to get the feel that they don't want to accept reality or accept what happened. No, this is not one. This is not an essay. You don't write this in. You have to perform your way through this. This is how you get your black belt.
So it sounds like to me you're kind of skeptical of DQ. Is this like a you don't think he's the guy, or are you still willing to have him prove that to you?
He determines that. I have nothing to do with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with none of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's their job.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him do some magnificent things as a coordinator.
Yeah.
He's done more as a head coach than most guys I've ever seen.
Because
he's going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Most of these bums don't do any of that.
Yeah.
So he's already a cut above in the past.
Yeah.
The question is he still throwing a heater?
Mm-hmm.
Can he still get you out from a pitching standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
Can he get you out? He got any Osei Otane in him? Because right now I'm just hearing excuses.
Another MVP by him, by the way.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knew that was coming.
But what I'm saying is that because we like him, take the emotion out of it. That's why people, you can't get into that liking and disliking. I don't dislike him. I think his track record shows me. He knows what he's doing. But has this generation of players become an antibody to him?
So if things don't get better,
somebody has to take the hit.
Yeah. So are you saying that you lost faith in DQ? Do you still think he can throw the heater, as you say, put it in your words?
I don't know if he can.
But if things do or don't get better, does that change your opinion on that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a results-based business. And nobody's giving checks back. So if they don't give checks back, then no, I stay true. I need to get this fixed. And to be quite honest with you, I don't care who does it. I just need it fixed. And we thought we were headed in the right direction. We all, for the most part, if you're honest with yourself, you knew last year may not be every year. It was a magical year. You won 6 games on the final play of the game. Hello? That doesn't have any inclination, no relationship to the Eagles and how they play. We know how you win in this league. Boring. Who usually determines who will be in the winner's circle? The biggest, strongest, nastiest group. That hardly ever changes. Every once in a while, somebody will cute their way in and trick their way in, but it usually doesn't have sustained success. What's the new mode of head coaches in the NFL? More of a caveman deal. The brainiac with the pencil in the ear and whatever like that, that's on its way out. Hell, it's like the bell bottom. It's like it's like the high top shoe. Nothing stays the same. So why would you think this stays the same? It's a style. It's going. Either you got it or you don't. He decided to go in and change Joe. He could have done the same thing on the offensive side. As a matter of fact, if he was a real beast, he would have said, I'm doing both. I'm going to call the offense and the defense. Because both of you dudes have under-delivered, as far as I'm concerned. What would you have said then? I know you wouldn't say anything because you're so happy. You're so happy. You like my boy Derek Davis, who's a Cowboy fan. We had a good chat today. I love Derek because usually we would sit together.
Yeah.
In games when I wasn't traveling, and to see who lost like New England, when the game we lost to New England, in New England some years back.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, are you kidding me? We sit together and watch the games.
And he was happy.
Oh, my God. Ordering, having a blast. Now, yeah. I've got 29 years of agony with him because when the Giants beat him, whenever the Cowboys lose, I'm always with him. I'm there.
Yeah. So you're like his bad luck charm.
Yeah, I'm his bad. He's my bad. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me today. He said, "Man, how much you guys going to lose by?" This is where we at now. It used to be kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, dude, this will be the 30th year that I get the last laugh. He said, "Yeah, because you guys aren't even contenders." That's what he used to say. The Cowboys and everybody hates the Cowboys. Because everybody doesn't hate the Cowboys. Half the country does, half the country doesn't. That's why they're, you know what they are? They're interesting.
Some would say America's team.
Well, some say that. But who when you say some, I never understood how many that meant. All I know, you see a lot of them blue stars. You see a lot of silver stars. We had seen a lot of gear. The distinguishing marks between the burgundy and gold and the Commanders are clear as day. We can tell. And they're going back to this throwback uniform. See, timing's everything. If that's last year, dude, it's a tsunami. It's a tsunami if that's last year. You start messing around and bringing back that championship look, and you rolling up in there like you counterfeit, that's going to be a bad reaction. So we need a performance of the decades this weekend. And you got the perfect opponent. Because this guy can't punk you. He can outskill you. He can outwit you. He can surprise you. He can do all that. But in our deal, you got to get knocked off the line. Now, the question is, are we going to do it? Are we not going to do it? And that's what I don't think anybody knows that, except DQ. And he's put himself in a position now. Can you imagine if they get blitzed and somebody crams the ball down their throat for 200 yards and we consider the Dolphins soft? Can you realize what Misery Monday would be like?
Yeah.
Can't talk your way out of this one, Slim.
Mm-mm.
And all them posters and T-shirts and hats and all that stuff. No, they have to send them to another country. So I'm really, really thrilled. And in these times, all these odd times, this is what success brings you. They call it prime time. Prime time. How's that working out? Yeah, okay. So now you see. And then our brothers in there, the Giants, and, of course, the Cowboys are bundling up, trying to get ready for this run. Dallas picked up a couple dudes that can flat-out ball.
Yeah.
Let's not act like we didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a problem. Could be a potential problem.
We'll see.
You know? And then, of course, I kid a little bit with the Giants, but nothing but respect for them.
Yeah.
Because of the past wars and how ridiculous their defense was. What surprised me is that I thought they would be one of the best teams in applying pressure on the quarterback this year.
Haven't really got to that point.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't, but I did think you were going to be hell on wheels coming off the edge because your talent, the people that you have.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about this game now, this year there's been more talk about injuries than I can recall in some time. Over 30 years now, I don't know if there's been a season that has had just the word hurt, injured, not going to be able to play, those words thrown into the weeks of sports radio dialogue.
Yeah. See, this is my thing, though, Doc, because we talk about injuries. Mm-hmm. I look at San Fran. They look like a great team, and they have injuries across the board
all the time.
So I think that like injuries can only be an excuse for so long. And that's not just me hating Giants fan, because we're in the same boat.
Yeah, but yeah, almost everybody is.
Yeah.
But not everybody continues to win.
Exactly.
Through it. And that's where I think we don't talk enough about really just how good is your staff. Position by position. You know, are people really getting better? I thought last year offensive line did a great job. I think right now they're solid. I think we've got a little something, but it's not going to matter if you don't win. Sooner or later, they're going to have to beat somebody in a 3-hour contest, and you can't talk your way out of it. Harry's out in New Jersey. Harry, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
What's up? I was calling out earlier, but I think
you got lucky.
That I'm a little confused about. Hello?
Yep.
Got you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh. The thing that I'm confused about, and this is pretty much what all the radio stations, I mean, all the radio shows I've heard, is that at some point we got to look at that there's reasons why people start and reasons why people don't start.
Right.
And so we come into the season, we ask the question, did Adam Peters do enough to address the issues on defense?
Right.
And, you know, people complain about, well, the stop gaps and this guy and that guy is not as good. But defense is all about cohesion and understanding what people are and what people are supposed to be.
Yep.
And you were looking at the last game and watching some of the highlights of the last game. You had too many guys out of position. And, you know, a guy like, say,
regularly,
like Von Miller.
Von Miller is
probably a Hall of Famer. We all know that Von Miller has had a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, but a Hall of Fame career does you no good if a guy's not playing at a Hall of Fame level for you.
But that's my question. Did we know that Von Miller was ever really a run stopper? He never really had a reputation for being an effective run stopper as a linebacker / end.
Right.
He's always been a pass rusher.
Right.
So you putting him in positions where he's mentally not able to play that position. Like, he's just not. Like, there's one play in particular where the long run that Gibbs had, he decides to shoot the gap, has no outside containment, takes inside leverage, and basically creates the hole for the offense. Mm-hmm. So Gibbs gets out on the outside, and he's running with no defenders, nobody tackling.
Right, I saw it.
And I'm assuming that Gibbs was probably just as surprised as anyone else. It's like, wait a minute, where are the red jerseys?
Mm-hmm.
So my point in saying all this is, once you get to like the second and third and fourth guy, the quality of player on the field is not the same. So therefore, the quality of defense is going to reflect that. So I, as much as I'm not a person that wants to say injuries, 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 I also, you know, have enough sense to understand that the second and third and fourth guy is not the same guy starting. And you said it yourself multiple times, if the starter, if the bench guy is as good as the starter, that means your evaluation is terrible.
Hello?
There's no reason why the starter.
I'm sitting here waiting. I'm nodding my head with you. I'm going, dude, you preaching to the choir. I don't let people get out of this. They're weaseling out. It's your job to build a roster. I didn't handcuff you. Are you telling me the guy is worse than the guy that's on the field right now and he can't hit a dead man? We got the slowest team defense in the world and the oldest defense in the world. And you want me not to mention that? Now, if it worked, I'd be celebrating you. Guess what? You still got time to salvage it. But you're going to have to create some new habits. Put people in the game that are inexperienced. I'd rather let them grow with this than to have them inexperienced again next year and you win 3 or 4 or 5 games. What sense does that make? So somebody's got to make a decision. I'm glad it's not me. 418 in the nation's capital. Burgundy and Gold today. Did you know today was a birthday that one of our colleagues has a birthday today? The big guy.
Yeah, I knew.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Because nobody called him and said happy birthday or whatever. He must not be that popular. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh boy. Big week in travel. What, anything intrigued you, caught your attention that you've seen by this extended coverage? It's kind of a big thing to have an entire program out of the country. Any part of that that you would like to experience?
In terms of everybody being in Spain, or
yeah,
you're saying
in another country? Would you travel with the Giants?
I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I think that I would have to see them do well the year prior. So, like, let's say next year they go 10-6.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and with then I would have to, because you know, traveling is a big expense.
You want to see a win,
exactly.
You don't want to see them get their teeth kicked in.
Yeah, or just see competitiveness.
Yeah.
So I would like have to see that they're doing well and then go into the season thinking that they're going to do well.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I wonder how many of you contemplated making the trip and then got cold feet or backed out or didn't think the season was going the way you hoped it would go. The thing that interests me when I hear people that have resigned to say the season's over, and I'm not one of them. But it will be over if you don't win. Winning keeps this thing going. It gives you a shot. To watch the New England Patriots last night, if you're not a hater, if you have no hate in your game, I think that's what you're looking for. There's some buzzsaw action going there. Diggs, I heard a lot of things about the boy balling.
Yeah.
Now, when I mentioned caveman approach,
you
Detroit. Oh yeah, I'm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Harbaugh. No. I'm not looking for Mr. Congeniality. Yeah. I'm not looking for a comedian. I'm not looking for somebody everybody likes.
I know where you're going.
I'm looking for somebody like gets the job done and gets people to do better than they've ever done,
mm-hmm.
or they're gone. Period. The shrink deal. I've never been into that. To me, it's either you can forcefully get your will, your message across, or you can't. People are either going to perform for you and around you, or you can't. And so I don't care what level you're on. I've never seen this fail. Certain profiles of people. What you look like you had a little hate in your game when I mentioned New England.
No, I was, because you were talking yesterday about, like, this coach who's a motivator, who's a player's coach, but also is going to hold people accountable. And you mentioned that just now as well. That's
players
Mike. That's
I'm
Mike Vrabel.
Player's coach.
Yeah, but that's Mike Vrabel to a T, where he can be a player's coach, but he's also going to be, like, they talked about it countlessly through the broadcast last night of, yeah, we had a good game last night, but we know Mike Vrabel is going to text us at 3 a.m. with, hey, you could have did this better. Drake May got on the podium and said, like, Mike Vrabel text him the night of wins, like, hey, look at this. Look at this piece of film. This is what we could have done better. And they enjoy that. That's the type of culture that they've built in this quickly of a time at at New England. So hopefully we'll see if the Commanders can do the same thing under Dan Quinn.
Yeah, I'm all in with that because it's not that he's cruel. It's just he's preparing them for the next game. And it never ends till the season's over. You're constantly striving to get the guy behind you better, the guy behind him better, because we've been mentioned talking a lot about injuries. And I'm like, okay, and what's your point? Because we have to go through in this thing all the way, come hell or high water. You know, we just got to keep going. So that's why tomorrow is, man, it's really important. And I am very interested to see how we go after it, you know. And I heard Donna Hopkins, she was one of the press conferences. And it's a likable group. This group is likable. But I'm sure you had some people in New York that and liked your guy too. But work wasn't done. The only thing I didn't understand about that is that I think the coach and the GM are a package deal.
100%.
I'm confused by putting it all on one guy, yet they work together.
Yeah.
They have to share a philosophy or it has no chance of working.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, Doc. Yeah,
and in your team's perspective,
yeah,
they made a colossal error 2 years ago that ultimately put a dent in the side of the boat.
Is that Saquon?
Got it. Yes.
Yeah.
And Shane was the guy. And I'll never forget it's one of the first, because I'm usually not a Hard Knocks fan until they started picking. No, because they always pick losers.
Yeah.
Why do I want to go inside the facility of somebody who gets their ass whooped every week? But now that they're getting, it went more random, they even went within the division.
I was going to say, you don't like losers, well.
No, I like it. No. We get to see more teams. They're not necessarily the worst.
Yeah.
Think about it. Their whole premise was take you to somebody that's in last place and then interview them and talk about it and go, not me. I loved it when this came out. And then I had a person-to-person conversation with myself, and I said, you realize you nitwit. You're watching them put in a filming and blowing it up and putting it on prime time, and they're failing every week for the most part. Because most champions won't do it, don't want to do it. So it was only the bottom feeders that they would ask to do it and then eventually make you do it. And I thought then, but I like this thing they're doing now. So we shall see. I know you don't care, but I do. And I really believe that for us, it's a much better week. A much better week. 4:30 here in the nation's capital in Burgundy and Gold today. Very interesting that we're getting ready to go to battle. And I'm trying to test the temperature. I want to know, have y'all jumped off the ship? Do you believe? And if you believe, tell me why you think it will work. We'll be right back. And, man, you look a little concerned, and I'm concerned, and I'm saying that Ant-Man's not even here, but he's listening, driving in. That's why I know he's.
Yeah, you're afraid of the spirit of him?
No, he's harmless. He's harmless. Yeah, I don't even think he has pushed the button yet, the panic button. I think a lot of people, it is a very tough way to balance emotionally. Coming off, you know, they were in the NFC Championship game last year.
Oh, I'm aware.
You're aware of that, right?
Yeah.
That didn't slip you. If you had to wager right now a significant amount of money, who would you think will end up be in the NFC Championship game this year?
That's a great question. I would say Detroit. And I'm going to go. I know a lot of people are like the Seahawks, but I think I'm going to do the Eagles. And the reason I'm saying this, I understand how particularly the Eagles look right now. There's something to be said about, we talked about culture these first two segments, about going to a Super Bowl, being there and knowing what it takes. Like, this isn't new for the Eagles in particular. like last year, I think we, if we think about it, we can remember, like, their fans were upset. People were calling for Sirianni to be fired, but come playoff time, they knew what they needed, what needed to be done, and they handled business and went out there and got the Super Bowl. I just think that them and Detroit hasn't been to the Super Bowl, but Dan Campbell is one of those culture builders that you referred to. I think that they just know how to kick it in the gear when it's time, and I think those two teams are the teams that I believe can reach that gear and get them to the NFC Championship.
I think the fact that we robbed Detroit, who had just run out of players, they had nobody else would have gotten as far as they did with the injuries they had.
Exactly.
They were able to get in, get people up to speed as much as possible. It was an excellent display of people grinding and not pointing fingers in the process. But what happens, and this is why you try to tell young people, they'll never be back together again for the most part, because coaches leave, get other jobs, get hired, fired, and that's why every year means so much. You can tell now that for them to have held that grudge against Washington for that amount of time, they weren't playing. They came in here with a serious mad on, and they wanted to avenge that, which you really never do because of different players. I hope now that we had a great experience. I don't think our guys have thrown it in. I don't think anybody's quit or given up. But there's got to be a reason that it's been so hard for them to seem like they're jacked up every game. Well, that's the one thing they did unanimously a year ago. Now we're almost like you got to change your way of getting them fired up. We've seen a difference in emotion out of this team. And different players have showed up in that way. And that's the one thing that you have to be around a team a lot to kind of figure that out, to try to feel that. Why? Why is it different? Why is it not automatic this year that these guys come out on fire and just going after it? Because these are some of the things that we're going to have to answer. These questions are going to have to be answered. Because you think it's getting rough now. You wait until next week. The week after that, and we don't have answers for some of these problems as to why we're not more enthusiastic about what we do for a living. Brother, sisters, this is going to be questioned, and we're going to have answers for it. And I'm just, as Mr. T would say, I pity the fool that thinks that people aren't overjoyed that we were a little wounded. And they want to get us when we were down because they're jealous of the success that Washington had last year. So, yeah, people get you when you're down, no doubt about it. And so I'm really going to learn. We're going to all learn a lot about the fan base. Notice you haven't heard a lot about name. You ain't heard none of that lately. Because the concern is who's in the uniform. And I think that's a good thing. Who's actually in the uniform, and how are they performing? That to me is an important thing. I was listening to Nell. He was talking about the Super Six Pack, which he takes 9 or 10 teams. He keeps saying he's an illusionist. Throws out a number, McGee Super Six, but he goes 9. Here's people. We don't care who didn't make it on your side. If it's 6, give us 6. Do you notice a lot of change in everybody's Super Six-Pack? Teams developing? I mean, even King Kong's not King Kong because Kansas City's not.
Yeah.
Everybody's developed. Who's King Kong?
I don't think you can say clearly there is one.
That's good news.
Yeah.
You said something, but you said it somewhat reluctantly when we were talking about Seattle. Mm. You realize Seattle, that might be...
I mean, yeah, they, but the, yeah, they, listen, they are, they look really good. And then I do want to say that the Patriots look good on the AFC side too.
Yeah.
But with those two teams, I trust Mike Vrabel, but with those two teams, they haven't been there before. Like you mentioned Detroit getting to the NFC Championship with 11 starters out on defense.
Out, yeah.
So like they prove that not only do they have the talent, but they have the mindset to get over hurdles and obstacles.
They got some bad dudes.
Kansas City is another one. I just want to put money that the Kansas City is going to make the playoffs and they're at least going to make a championship run.
Yeah, you almost feel guilty for not putting them in the top box because they've earned that. But then Buffalo, you know how easy it was to get off Buffalo? They make one mistake, lose to the Dolphins, and you go, yeah, that's it. They may have passed the win. It's, we just so easy to get off of them.
It's a long season.
Because a lot of their success comes by big plays. Teams that are boring. Seattle is having some good quarterback play, but they grind it. It's almost like you want to give $100 to anybody that can name both of their running backs. You know, but yet, statistically, they're there on almost every matrix that matters towards winning Seattle. Seattle, another defensive mindset guy, but track record. And, of course, D-line. And you know what everybody has for the most part that is really a good team? They have a killer front four.
Yeah, I was going to say, good in the trenches. Yeah. You got to be. Front four. Yeah.
Even more so than the Fab Five offensive linemen, they have a killer front four. If you are right now projecting to be really good and to be in the mix, I guarantee you, you got a killer front four. You can apply pressure. You can get pressure with four. Not a lot of people focus on the Rams. If I had to make a pick.
That's another good one.
Damn right. Them in Seattle. Scary. And you said something earlier today that I had to check and make sure it was you. 49ers win no matter who's in uniform.
That's another, yeah.
No matter who's in uniform.
They have a backup quarterback. They lost their top receiver constantly.
They lose what? When they lose 52, the linebacker.
Yeah.
Warner.
Yeah.
When they lose
Fred Warner.
He is so doggone good.
It's Nick Bosa.
Well, he's a superstar. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
They lose him like every third year. That's what I'm going here by saying we have some guys that have great careers. We're going to make a lot of trips to Canton, but they didn't play their best ball here. The 49ers guys are playing. They're giving this thing up, man. It is. And Brock Purdy, I think he comes back. He hadn't been there. People act like you can't win with your backup quarterback. Yes, you can. But you can't turn it over. You can't start in a deficit. You can't be in all. You know, you got to do some principles that have got to work. Christopher, I'm Damascus. Burgundy and gold today. What's on your mind?
Hey, Doc. How are you this Friday for the weekend?
I am really eager for pro football and for us to get a victory. I don't know if we're capable of doing it, but I sure
you're not conflicted
like
though. You're not conflicted though. You know what the goal. We know what the goal is. I was remembering when I was playing. You know, I don't give a damn if we were down 14 nothing in baseball. If there, then the pitcher had struck me out three times, and I'm coming up for the fourth time. I'm saying, "Damn it, I'm figuring this out." I always gave it my all. You know, I'm playing to win. I don't care about the managers or the scores or the whatever it was. Sometimes I wouldn't even know the score. I just, you know what I mean? So I'm going to give it my all. I just wonder about the conflict that comes when it gets higher up into the office as the season goes along, or even when if and when we get eliminated, and then how you play. But I still want the young players to play. But I have a funnier, try to lighten it up a little bit, because it's, you know, it's stressful, man. You all didn't go on any trips like this with your wives or anything out of the country. Well, definitely not out of the country, but I guess when you went to the big games like Super Bowls, we all...
don't even waste any of our time with that. There's no comparison. You could play the Super Bowl behind war zone or whatever, and it wouldn't affect you. No, I get your gist, but no, it doesn't apply to this. Have a great, great super weekend, Christopher, and we'll do this again. It is 4:46 here in the nation's capital, Burgundy and Gold today. 301-230-0980 is the number. Where are you standing with this? I shared where I'm at right now. I'm a wreck. I need this thing to get done. I need to get back in victory lane, and I need it to happen in a hurry. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
450 here in the nation's capital. New York Giants, Commanders combining on a project. So far, it's been rather civil. And that's a good thing about it.
It's always like that with me, Doc.
No, I know. You cool.
Appreciate you.
Cool. Cowboy, he impressed me yesterday. I was impressed. He was smooth.
Yeah, he is.
Especially in his segment. I hate that we did not get to yours. That was a loose end.
We'll try it again next time, Doc. Okay. Next
That'll
time.
Work. DC is our next stop. Abe, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Hey, what's up, Doc? I'm just calling to tell you, you is not lying. That boy PTP steals everything. You know he stole the coach, buy and sell. I was listening. I'm like, hold up. Now I listen to my man from 10 to 1. And he always kicking the good. He's like, yeah, I buy or sell. Yeah. And he stole it. I heard it the other night. I said, man, I thought Doc had him for a second. I thought he was training him. I told you,
you better copyright everything. You got to lock it down. It's Coach Sheen. Everybody know that's Coach Sheen.
And I'm going, you ain't never lost.
He's a thief. Now, I heard him last night, and he did come out righteous on one of the things I've said, and he did, you know, give a brother credit. But I tell
him, he gave you the credit, but that's after.
Credits.
And that's after years and days and months of stealing. Yeah. Man, he owe everybody something.
Oh,
but
no question.
The
no
team.
Question. No, he's.
But if I'm going to talk about the team, oh man, what is he? And just walk up in there, Lowell. I'll never forget the nickname you gave, Lowell, and that's what he deserved because he gave up everything everybody else said. Oh yeah, Lowell Willingham.
Yeah,
I won't forget it. Thank you, Doc.
It's his birthday today, though, so we got to try to cut him a little slack. You know,
no, I can't cut him a little slack on that. He stole from the coach.
Yeah,
he stole from the coach.
I know. Hey, man.
What?
Now, maybe she authorized it. You know, there is a chance.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Because he has Sheehan. No, Sheehan comes on his show. I mean, getting Sheehan to come on your show, I mean, that's like passing the bill to Congress.
Yeah,
so.
maybe he did.
Yeah, but you got open ears, man. Together we can solve this. Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
What'd you think about that? That Willingham to Coach Sheehan's. That's a Coach Sheehanism.
Buy and sell is kind of like a big, like, I've heard that segment done, like, a lot.
With Sheehan or without Sheehan?
Without Sheehan.
Okay. So you say it's okay.
I've done a buy and sell segment at my Sirius show. And I stole that from somebody else in my Sirius show, so. It's a pretty normal segment is all I'm saying. But if Coach Sheehan was the first here... I can understand
well,
that.
Well, Coach Sheehan. Yeah. Mean, you know, at least you say something. It's like if you see what's going on with Anthony.
Yeah, he just walked in the building.
And you think those waves in his hair, you know that's
product. Yeah, y'all were talking about it yesterday. You think it's a product in there? You think it's something
in
there?
Oh, I know it's product. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's product. Everybody knows this product. You can see it before and after. I don't know what's the big thing. Mm-hmm. If you can go out and spray something in your hair, on your head, and it gives you a luster or a look that you're looking for, what's wrong with that?
A luster. That's a great word, Doc.
What's wrong? I mean, what else? He is so sick. He may wear a stocking cap all the time, right?
Yeah, he got the do-rag.
Yeah, his do-rag that mm-hmm. he's trying to preserve. He swears he had braids. I can never envision Anthony Haney.
With braids? You know I had braids too? When I was a young pup, though.
I could see that, but I couldn't see it with Anthony.
Yeah. Why can't you see it with him?
I just can't see Anthony wearing braids. I don't see it. But it, nevertheless, I think we all go through times, no matter your age usually dictates some of these adventures you go after. But that's cool. Caller's calling here, busting the youngest in charge for copyright infringements. And he does it without explanation. How hard is it to just say, yeah, like Coach Ian says, he's a buyer. He's turning. Kevin's popularized it, you know, in the wagering community. When you hear, I love hearing him talk about gambling. He lights up.
Yeah, he's good at it, too.
No, he's better than good.
Yeah, he's really good at
it. Yeah, no, he's full-time.
Yeah.
And you can hear it. And when he starts doing that, bringing on all these other people, that's a front. Don't even fall for that. He don't need anybody to come on. He should host it his damn self. But he don't want you to think he's that involved. Trust me. He's all in. And I can't wait to hear him talk about it. 4:56 here in the nation's capital. Burgundy and Gold today. We'll charge in. The question for 5 o'clock will be this. How important is it for us to get a good start, come out of the blocks on fire? Do you believe we can come back from a slow start and win? Or is it all or nothing up front?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.